producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a nice morning, cooled off a little bit. We had a taste of Indian summer in the Northeast with temperatures in the 80s, and that's just been great. The furnace stays off. You can get outside and get a lot of yard work done, and there's so many things that need to be done as we get to mid-October. So if we can help you, give us a call, and we can help you with your projects and tell you what needs to be done. And I'll try and give you a lot of that information today. The phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Tom has taken a little bit of time off. Shane is filling in this morning, and he'll help to get you set up and ready to go, and we'll really get you motivated. Now, this time of the year, of course, the foliage is in top peak in northern New England, southern New England, New York, Pennsylvania, working your way down. So get out and enjoy. And one thing I'd like to see you do, and I know that your relatives will love it, if you have friends and family that live in the South where you don't get the beautiful oranges and the yellow and the red leaves and some of the purples that are out there, when you get some beautiful trees in your area, pick some of the most colorful leaves that you can find. Take a piece of paper towel, probably a couple of layers, and moisten it, and just squish off the bulk of the water, and put a pile of colorful leaves in between two layers of paper towels. Then in a Ziploc bag, a big freezer, you know, the gallon-sized plastic bag, and just fill it full of leaves, and then just get a big envelope and mail it out to them. And they will have a great time, because a lot of these kids, they've never seen a colorful tree in the fall. They've seen pictures, but to actually see leaves that are yellow and orange and red, the kids would love it. Many years ago, I would send it to my sister who lived in West Palm Beach, and her husband taught, I think it was freshman college English. And whenever the package came, he would bring it to school and put them on his desk. The students came in. He told them to pick up a leaf. And for the assignment for the night was, write me a story about the foliage in New England. And he said they have the greatest kick with all of that. And he did it every single year. So if you have friends and family that lived in the Northeast, in an area where you had beautiful fall color, they've moved down south or in the west, and they're not experiencing it anymore, send them a beautiful package filled with leaves, and they'll love it. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Shane, welcome to the Paul Pamrick Garden Club. How are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You ready to do a little gardening?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, who do we have up first, Shane?
First up, we have George in Massachusetts. He wants to talk about peach and plum trees.
Perfect. George, welcome to the Paul Pamrick Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paul, I have a problem with peach trees and plum trees. I keep getting sap on it, and it ends up killing the trees. I was wondering what to do with it.
Are you getting on the branches like a black blister as it's all snarly looking around the stems?
Yes, it's black, and it puts out that sap thing. I keep digging in it to see if I can find any worms, but I haven't been able to find any.
Okay. It's not an insect. It's called a canker. And this will attack peaches and plums, just like you said. And it's a fungus. And what you have to do, hopefully it's still in the early stages. So what I want you to do is take like a coffee cup that you can fit your cutting edge of your pruners in. And then I want you to fill it with Clorox, a bleach. And you're going to go up to the tree, and wherever this twisted, snarly callus grows around the branch, go about 6 inches in front of it. Not 6 inches towards the tip of the branch, but behind this black growth. Dip your pruners in the Clorox, and that will sterilize it. Measure roughly 6 inches, cut it, and remove that branch. Then you get to the next one, you dip your pruners, because if you get any of the bacteria on your pruners and you don't sterilize it with the bleach, then you're actually going to make it spread. So you've got to remove as many of those black cankers, and you need to do it now. The reason is, in the spring, that snarly-looking growth will expand and swell, and then it will produce a little fruit that will float in the air and will infect other healthy branches. So you've got to get those cankers out so that they don't produce spores and infect the tree. And it may take 3 or 4 years to get everything clean. I would, after you're done pruning it and cleaning it, then I would feed it, get either the Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer or Espoma tree tone. They're both organic. And you would measure the diameter of the trunk of your tree, and it will tell you you use roughly a pound per inch diameter, and you punch a hole in the ground about a foot deep. I just use a regular crowbar, and I'll go all the way around the tree near the drip line. And the drip line of the tree is where the ends of your branches are. And so you may put like a half a handful in each hole all the way around until you've used up whatever you need. And you can put a little bit extra. And that will give it some energy during the winter. And then in the spring, it's ready to go. I would feed it again. And at the first sign of any puffing or swelling, get out those pruners and a cup of Clorox and get them off, and hopefully you'll be able to clean them. If you're unable, then you're going to have to say to yourself, I did the best I could, and it's going to be a lot of work, but, you know, you've got a 50-50 chance of saving the tree. And if you're not able to, then you're going to have to either plant an apple, cherry, or a pear, but you won't be able to go back to a plum or a peach.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, good luck. So if you get a chance, get out there and take all those branches and either, you know, burn them in a fire pit or get them out in the trash, but get them away. And also, when all the foliage comes off your tree, rake it and clean it.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green, Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic Cal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magic Cal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magic Cal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magical, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And for those of you that have a new vegetable garden and you're beginning to clean it and get the soil ready for the winter months, reconditioning it, if you've got broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and some of your leaf lettuce, let them continue to grow, because you can pick broccoli. I live in Maine, and I can pick broccoli in my garden in southern Maine until Thanksgiving. I'll have a crop of cauliflower that will come in Thanksgiving. That's the end of November. Peas that I plant for late November. And Brussels sprouts, I will pick some of them for Thanksgiving dinner. And many years, even with snow on the ground covering the plants, I'll go out in the garden with a shovel, take the snow away from the Brussels sprouts, and they're all frozen, cut off the whole stem, bring it in the house, let it thaw, pull the sprouts off the stem, clean them and cook them, and they are wonderful. So if you're growing Brussels sprouts for the first year, don't rush in harvesting them. They're going to taste sweeter. They'll be more tender once they get hit with a frost or two or three. So, you know, cucumbers, tomatoes, melons, that type of thing, pull them up, get the garden raked and clean. But things like carrots, they're in the ground. Beets, they're in the ground. They can stay there longer. And I always try and plant a late crop of sweet peas that come in usually just before Thanksgiving. And they'll take a frost. Some of your lettuce and kale and collard greens, they'll take some cold weather, and it brings out the sweet flavor. So don't give up, okay?
Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bob in Maine. He wants to talk about mushrooms.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. I'm glad to be able to talk with you today.
My pleasure.
I always listen to you in the morning, and you're my wake-up call.
Thank you.
Listen, I've got a really great lawn. I've listened to you for years, and everything's great except in my backyard. I've been growing mushrooms, and for the first time, I've seen something I have never seen before. I have two or three, perhaps 2 foot diameter, foot and a half diameter growth of black mushrooms of various sizes that look like some kind of a futuristic city from a science fiction movie. I have no idea how they got there or what to do with them, but I mowed my lawn yesterday before it rained, and I'm afraid I spread those things all over the grass out back. I don't know what to treat the lawn with or what to do about them. I know, sir, we certainly cannot eat them, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, mushrooms, you've got to be very, very careful because there's as many poisonous varieties as there are edible. And if you want to start to pick your own mushrooms from the wild, then you really have to go with a coach and somebody to show you what's good and what's not. Now, mushrooms coming up in the lawn is actually a good sign. It's a sign that tells you that you've got some organic matter in your soil, because mushrooms grow in like compost. So the white mushrooms and baskets that you buy at the supermarket, they're grown in compost, which is all organic matter. So that's telling you that your soil is good. And basically, you can pick them up, throw them in a trash barrel. You can mow them. They don't hurt the grass. They come up, making like a 1-inch hole. They open up, they release the spores, and then they die. They're not like crabgrass that kills grass around it. It just makes a 1-inch hole, and then the grass fills in. So you're in good shape.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Nice Sunday. It's almost 50 degrees in the state of Maine where I live. And for the month of October, we will take it. The furnaces are not running at full blast. And I'll tell you, if the weather is nice where you are, we've had some good rain. Get outside, plant your tulips, your daffodils, your crocuses. Go down to your local nursery and pick them out. Now, when you get there, you can buy tulips that will bloom in early April, mid-April, late April, and early May. The ones that bloom the earliest are going to be the shortest. The ones that bloom late in May are going to be taller because we're getting more heat, we're getting more sun. But if you're planning a May wedding, then you want the tulips that are going to bloom during May, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. We never know. And with what the weatherman has been telling us this year, it said It's going to start earlier, it's going to end later, and it's going to be a cold and snowy winter for most of the country. So I'll tell you, plant some bulbs. And that way, when the snow melts, you'll have something that will help to cheer you up. Because if you get cabin fever, there's nothing better than seeing crocuses that will start your day off on a positive note. So plant some bulbs. It's cheap entertainment. It's a cheap way to say, Paul, look, spring is coming. We get yellow and blue and purple crocuses. There's no turning back now. Winter is over. Plant some bulbs. But don't use bone meal. Buy a bulb food. And the reason I say don't use bone meal is the original, the old-fashioned fertilizer. But it also has a smell that will say chipmunk, squirrels, mice, and voles. We have dinner all lined up for you. And they'll come and they'll eat some of your bulbs. So stay away from bone meal and use a bulb fertilizer. And that way you won't invite the rodents to come into your garden and eat the bulbs before you get a chance to see the flower. Okay? Shane, who's up next?
I guess we still have Bob from Maine on the line, wants to talk about mushrooms still.
Okay. Bob?
Thank you. I wanted to hang on, and I appreciate the opportunity to ask another question. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a garden in the backyard also, and we have a neighbor who has a couple of cattle, I guess four or five heads of cows, and he sells a thing he calls garden fertilizer, and because we're neighbors, he frankly gives it away, so I can drive over there with my lawn tractor and trailer and get a load of that and bring it back from my garden. And I was wondering how to do that. Should I just shovel it out and lay it on the ground and smooth it out, or should I mix it into the soil, or should I not do it at all?
Okay. The first thing you need to make sure is that it's old. You don't want the fresh cow manure. Okay? Because if it's fresh cow manure, and the animal is getting as feed grains like oats and wheat and rye, and he doesn't digest it properly, and you put it in your garden fresh, which at this time of the year wouldn't matter because plants are going dormant, you still have the seed in the manure. If it's in a pile and it's been able to sit in the pile for a six-month period, as the manure begins to break down, it creates heat. And the heat will cook the weed seed, and that way you won't have whatever that animal had pop up in your garden. So the older the manure, the better it's going to be. And you can put it in a vegetable garden, and you can spread it on your lawn. I mean, if he's got a huge pile of it, and he's giving it to you at a good price or even free, take that manure and just take a shovel and spread it on your lawn, and then take a bamboo rake or a steel grading rake and break it up the clumps and spread it out, and it will give your lawn some good nutrition, and you'll get the organic matter from the manure. 1 year, God, I'll never forget this. My father had a friend who had chickens, and he would tell my dad, you come over and we'll give you all the chicken manure you want, and he would get the old chicken manure, and we had about a half acre of lawn, and we put four or five pickup trucks of chicken manure all over the lawn, and it had a little bit of a smell to it. And it was Easter week, and we put it down on Friday, and the kids all got together. We raked it in. Saturday night, it rained like you can't believe. The church that we went to was next door, and on Easter Sunday, the sun came out. It heated the ground, and we're in church, and it's hot. So they opened up all the windows, and as fast as the windows came up, they came slamming down because the manure went all over the neighborhood. So as kids, we all laughed in church, but we had a beautiful lawn.
Well, that begs the question, I guess. Perhaps I should get the trailer load of manure, and since we live on the edge of the woods, bring it back into an area and just let it sit until the spring and then spread it and let it mature out in the woods a little bit. Is that perhaps
exactly
an idea?
Yeah, keep it someplace that's going to get sun, because you want the sun to create heat to help it to compost, and make it into a pile, okay? Keep it tight. And at the top of the pile, instead of making it round, dig it out a little bit so it looks like a volcano. And that way, when it rains, the water, instead of rolling down the side of the compost pile, will go into the hole. The water will get into the center of the manure and create heat. And the secret to speeding up the rotting process of fresh manure and compost is moisture. So if you see it's dry and you can get the hose back there, then give it a good drink until the ground freezes. And what will happen is during the winter, you'll get some snow. And if you've got a good-sized pile of it, you'll actually see steam coming out of the top of your manure pile, and that's telling you that it's cooking, it's working. And when spring comes, spread it on your garden, and you'll have the best garden you've ever had.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure, and I enjoy your show every day. Thanks very much for your information.
Thank you. We really appreciate you listening, and that's what we're here for, and I enjoy sharing my knowledge and my background with you, hoping that it will improve you and make you a better gardener. So thank you. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have another Bob in Maine. He wants to talk about raspberry bushes.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure talking to you again.
My pleasure.
I've got I'm probably at the very end of my crop of raspberries for the year, and the canes are anywhere from, I'd say, 6 to 8 feet long. I like to have some input as to how I would prune them and take care of them. And if
okay.
I can throw in another question of my pear tree, I have pears. I have a bosque and a Bartlett. And this year, I've got some spots on the bosque pears. I'm just wondering, am I missing something, as in taking care of them, fertilizing? So
okay,
go ahead.
On your pear trees, did you use any fruit tree spray on them?
No, I did not.
Okay. For this year, the pears are still good.
It's just
that the skin has spots from fungus. And you've got to think of all the rain we had this year all over the whole Northeast and the middle part of the country. So you had fungus problems. So you peel off the skin, you cook with it, you eat it raw, and it'll be fine. Now, next year, what I want you to do is this. When I went to college back in the late 60s, I took an apple and fruit maintenance course. And part of the course, we got into our classroom, and on our desk was an apple. And we had to look at the apple, Feel the apple. We cut it in half. We ate it. And we had to learn by the color, the shape, and the taste what kind of apple it was. And then we did pears. And it was a great class. And then during the late spring, no, during the early spring, the class and the teacher, we went into the orchard and we bought red plastic apples with a stem on them. We tied a piece of string a foot long. We tied one end of the string to the red apple and then the other end of the string to a branch about 5 to 6 feet off the ground. And for a standard big apple, we put two red apples, rubbed some Vaseline on it, and we did, probably did 25, 30 trees. And then every day, two kids from the class would go out into the orchard and look at the apples and come back and say, they're just got Vaseline on them. And this went on for about a month. And then all of a sudden, a couple of the kids came back and said, there's little tiny fly-type insects on them. And they had brought a sample. And my teacher said, that's a fruit fly. And he said, what we have done is we have created a trap. Because if you look at a gardening book, it will say, start to spray your fruit trees, let's say April 15th. But some years, the insects don't come until May 15th. So by doing this, we knew exactly when they came. We used less pesticides, and we had better results. Because the new flies came and were stuck on the plastic apple. So you do that, and then you buy either an organic or a chemical fruit tree spray, and that will keep them nice and clean for you. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Darts are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito dunks are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. You know, fall is for planting. So if you're out and about and you need to do a little bit of landscaping, stop at your local nursery or wherever you go to pick up your annuals, your perennials, and trees and shrubs occasionally. This time of the year, they're having sales, and you can save yourself an awful lot of money. And planting a tree at this time of the year in shrubbery, the ground is still nice and warm. There's plenty of time for them to get established. And you're ahead of the game for next year. So get some shrubbery, to get some planting done. There's still time to plant a new lawn or thicken an existing lawn with grass seed. Again, the ground is warm. We've had some pretty good weather, and the seed will germinate. Just talk with the people at your garden center, and before you go, try and walk around your property different times of the day to determine when you're getting the sun. Is it sun all day? Is it shade all day? Is it sun in the morning or the afternoon? And that way they can help you to select the right grass seed for your growing condition. And then you need a good fertilizer. And you have a company like Natural Alternative.
It's an all-organic, all-natural fertilizer. And they have a free brochure that will tell you how to grow your garden organically. And if you give them a call at 888-546-5941, they will help you out to choose the right product for your yard and your garden. So don't get discouraged. There's still plenty of time. And the fall feeding is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn. In the spring, when you feed, 75% of the food is used to repair the damage during the winter, to green up the grass, to make it thick, and 25% is stored in the plant. In the fall, 25% is used to make the grass thicker, to fill in the holes, and 75% is stored in the plant to make it stronger during the winter and to help it wake up and green up better in the springtime. So look for natural alternative. If you can't find it, call that number near you. 888-546-5941. They'll help you find a dealer. If they can't, they'll ship it to you for free. Okay? So let's get that grass nice and thick before that white stuff shows up. Plant your bulbs and color right now. Some of the mums are done blooming. You've got some later blooming varieties. The Montauk Daisy is the last flower to bloom in your garden. So if you've got some room in your perennial garden, a Montauk Daisy is a white daisy about 3 inches with a yellow center. Looks like a Shasta, but it blooms during October when everything else is done. And even if you get a frost, it does continue to bloom. Flowering cabbage, flowering kale. Now, kale has a crinkly leaf, and cabbage has a rounded leaf. And what's nice about these two plants is the colder it gets, the more coloration the plant will develop. And it starts at the center of the plant, working its way out. And you can buy white, pink, or purple. You can put them in containers on your front door with your pumpkin and corn stalk. And when you get sick and tired of it, or you get to the holiday season, you just cut your kale and your cabbage, put in your greens, and decorate for the holidays. But bring that flowering kale and cabbage inside, cook it, and eat it. It's wonderful.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653.